Tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou tāngwa te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika iwa te kou māwhitu ira tahi te ia rere. Ai runga te waia kōrero tētahi o ngā kai tuhi tuhi puka puka ko Hira Nathan. Nō rere hea nau te kōrero ki aia ki tēne o ngā puka puka haka whetai. Nō rere me tauria ke tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe Hira.
Tēnā koe.
Ai mihi kauna ki a koe hei whaiwā, hei whaiwā ki te koro ki a hau irungi tō tātou tāunga te reo irirangi. I te rangi nei e pāna ki tō puka puka haka whetai. Appreciate you joining us to give us a little bit of a kōrero about your latest book, Haka Whetai. First of all, let's start off with you to give our listeners a bit of an idea about who you are and where you're from.
Ai, kia ora, no he uri tēnei o Ngāti Kahungunu, Ngāti Tūwhare tō Mingapu Hioki. I tipu ai au ki here taunga, engari noho ana au ki Tamaki Inaya nei.
Ai, nō reira tō mahi tuhi tuhi puka puka about you writing books and how you got into it. Are you able to give us a little bit of a kōrero about how you ended up in that industry?
I'm an electrician by trade, but I've always, I went to the Otago University and I planned on doing a writing, and I studied mine in English, and I planned on doing writing, but then I did an electrical apprenticeship. And then I've just always written for different magazines and newspapers, and then I was doing a real course at Te Wānanga Aotearoa here in Tamaki, and I did this gratitude journal, and then I thought, oh, how do I combine both Te Ao Māori and gratitude and make a gratitude journal, and that's kind of how I got into it.
Wow, and it is a bit of a massive thing like that, eh? Sometimes the things that we love to do don't necessarily pay the bills, so we have to go and find a way to still pay our bills, put food on the table and some clothes on our back while we're still doing these little side things that we enjoy to do. So in regards to this, is this your first book that you've actually put together?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's first go. When I first published it, I googled how do you publish a book, and then I just followed the instructions on Google, and it all kind of worked out.
Ah, ka pai. And so, was there any particular funding for this, or did you have to save up yourself to be able to do all the actual physical publishing of it?
Yeah, no, it was a little bit expensive to start with, but I funded it all myself, and I worked out that if I sold 200 copies, that would cover all the costs, and then so I thought, okay, that's the amount that I want to sell, and then it kind of, so I self-published it first, and then paid for it, funded everything, there's no funding, and then I decided, yeah, I needed to sell 200 to cover all my costs, and it blew up. I sold 200 in 3 days, and then it just took off from there. And now I got picked up by a publisher, Allen & Unwin, and they're awesome. They're amazing. They've really brought out the wairua of the journal. We've reissued it. There's a artist here in Auckland, Huriana Kopeke Te Aho. And she's done an amazing job bringing out the wairua of whakawhetai. I mean, the whakahua in there are beautiful, and I'm so happy with them. And yeah, it's been, now that I've been picked up by Allen & Unwin, it's all sort of skyrocketing. And yeah, it's been an amazing journey so far, and it's still going.
It sounds like it may no longer be your side hustle. It might be the thing that ends up taking over. Your electrician might be the side thing that you end up doing soon there. But, you know, I've had a little look at it. It is an absolutely beautiful book straight away. It's an eye-catcher. You know, it attracts you to it straight away. And then you see haka whetai, and especially if you speak Te Reo Māori, you know what that means. It's like, oh, what's this going on about? And then once you read one or two of those little kōrero, you know, you just pulled in. Now I was there for a little while last week. And having a little look through it, and, you know, what a beautiful thing to have at the moment. Gratitude, hauora, and all these things are quite popular amongst our Māori people today, amongst everybody today. So to have something like that, and as you said, put it bilingual in our two reo, so that those that are just beginning in their reo journey and that are already in their gratitude and health journey can also participate and understand this book.
Yeah, that was on purpose, because I wanted it to be like for Aotearoa, because I'd done other gratitude journals and they were just quite broad. And the one that I did and I really liked, it was $50 US. And so I was like, no, well, I don't want to pay $70 for this journal. So I made my own and I thought, okay, how do I make this uniquely Aotearoa, something that is ours, you know? Like, so, because no one else, and well, they can use it, but you know, it has a uniquely Māori and a uniquely Aotearoa Wairua to it. And that was on purpose, and I wanted everyone to be able to use it if they wanted to. And I was learning at the same time, and I'm still learning, and it helps. And it's also a way to have reo in my life every day, because I don't have someone to speak reo to every day, so it's kind of a bit hard. And so it was a good way to practice reo every single day. So I try and fill out mine and as much reo as possible, and it's a way to connect with my reo, with my hauora, with everything.
And that's awesome, because you know, I've been seeing lots of kōrero, lots of comments and reviews on the book itself, saying, you know, little comments like evokes positive feelings and emotions, reminds us of all the things and people who contribute to our lives. And another little one that really caught me, you know, was being a bilingual guides to living more grateful life. Gratitude is such a massive thing, and I take that on personally. So it really resonated with me, this puka puka itself. As soon as I seen Haka Whetai, I opened it up, and then, you know, like I said, read the first few lines, and I was just like, wow, I want to read more of this. So I have it right next to my bed at the moment. But, you know, your goal was 200, and you said you hit that in a few days. Where are you at now? And, you know, having been picked up, what is sort of the goal with your writing and over and above this book itself?
We're in the thousands now. I can't. I don't know the exact numbers from the publisher, but we're somewhere. I know for sure that I sold, when I was selling them out of the garage, for about around 4,000, and I know we're somewhere around, we've invoiced somewhere around double that. So we've sold thousands anyway. It's cool. And where to next? I didn't expect to get this far. So everything else is a bonus. And I mean, for me, it was never about, it was just about hopefully some people get some joy out of our little puka puka. And if a couple of people did, then that's enough for me, you know. And they have, and it's amazing. And like people keep saying, like, how, you know, I'm not, Māori tanga and gratitude don't always go hand in hand, but I disagree, you know, like it's something that we do, we just don't call it gratitude, you know. When we do karakia, that's us expressing gratitude and thanks to Ngā Atua for what we're about to do, what we're about to receive, you know, like when we, and mihi mihi, when we acknowledge, like the tūpuna, we acknowledge, you know, Papa Tūnuku, Rangi Nui, Ngā Honga Ora, Mate, all of those things we're expressing gratitude for. We just don't call it gratitude. So we do it as part of our normal tikanga practices. But this is just a different way to do those things, I think.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All things of the world, you know, and our connectedness to each other, going down to the moana and already giving thanks before we already gone in to get those pawa and those kina, you know, and we're already saying thank you before we walk out with their pig out of the bush. Or, you know, it's just those little things. And as you said, as we come together at a different hui, whether it's a hui mate, hui ora, you know, we come together first and we bless the hui itself, and giving thanks that we were all able to come together and safely arrive. Then we also not only hope and ask, but we give thanks for everybody to arrive safely home after all those things. But, you know, this book is no doubt going to be around for a long time, and no doubt is going to sell thousands more on throughout the years. But any final kōrero for our listeners up here in Te Tai Tukero and Te Hiko Te Ika in regards to maybe the journey or the book Haka Whetai itself?
I guess the same thing that the person who gave me the first gratitude journal I got, when I first got it, I thought, oh, what is this? It wasn't really my thing. And I just gave it a go. And I mean, there's nothing to lose. If you give it a go and it's not for you, then keep the pie. Then that's all good. But it would just be give gratitude a try and express some whakawhetai, and I don't know, it changed my life, and hopefully it can make some other people a little bit more happy.
O kaore kore, kua uai koe ki tō tātou reo Māori, tō tātou reo rangatira, me tēnei mea te hakawhetai mō ngā mea katoa i roto i tō tātou ao hirihiri nei, no reira tāku kia koe i tēnei wā e hira a kia matara kia ora.
Tēnā koe hoa.
Ai, ko hira Nathan tērā te kai tuhituhi o tēnei o ngā pukapuka hakawhetai, no reira ai e tātou mā tēnā whai atu i tēnei o ngā pukapuka, mō tō tātou reo, te tuatahi. I roto nā wetahi o ngā hakawhetai me pehia rā tātou te whai atu i wene o ngā mea ko te haere te koa ki roto i a tātou nei. Kia kau e whaiwhai haere ngā mea kaore anō ki roto i tō tātou oranga. Engari, whai atu i te mea e haere e koa nā tātou nō reira ko tātou tātou tērā. Ko tātou tātou tērā e nō reira ai hakarunga tonu mai ki tō tātou i reo i rirangi o te hiko o te hika i wa te kaumāwhitu i rātahi te iarere.